This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What happens when manufacturing is the opposite of local? I'm David Brancaccia. The pandemic highlighted America's reliance on overseas supply chains for critical products, including medical-grade protective equipment. But that's just one example, and there are more details now on President Biden's executive order to rethink this. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us live here. There's a Buy American subtext here, right?
There is, David. The White House emphasized that they believe this will create manufacturing jobs here in the U.S., but President Biden also said that he considers this a national security issue.
This is about making sure the United States can meet every challenge we face in this new era. Pandemics, but also in defense, cybersecurity, climate change, and so much more. And the best way to do that is by protecting and sharpening America's competitive edge by investing here at home.
Biden said that during a national emergency, we shouldn't have to rely on a foreign country, especially one that, as he put it, doesn't share our interests or values. That's an allusion there to China, David.
All right. But the executive order is about supply chains. Mm-hmm. What would it do?
Well, it's a multi-pronged approach. There are 100-day reviews that will look at supply chains for things like advanced batteries, critical minerals that are needed in electronics, also semiconductor chips. But Biden wants these reviews to identify risks to these various supply chains. He also ordered year-long reviews that will be broader, looking at entire sectors like defense and food production, David.
Nova, thank you. Public schools in Los Angeles, the second largest district in the country, are set to resume in-person classes for students with special needs next week after about a year of online learning. Discussions continue about a wider reopening. A new report from Rand Corporation shows the toll stress is taking on teachers. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Annie Tan has always considered her job as a special education teacher in New York City high stress. Even before the pandemic, she constantly felt like she was making up for limited resources with her own money and time.
I remember getting kicked out at 9:30 p.m. by the custodian, and then I'd come back at like 7:30 the next day to go teach.
And the job was emotionally demanding.
We're school counselors, we're nurses, we're all of these roles.
The RAND survey found stress was the leading cause of teachers leaving the profession before the pandemic, a bigger issue than pay. And COVID has only made things worse, says RAND researcher Heather Schwartz.
I do think that these data point to the need to really take seriously how stressful this job appears to be and to find ways to help reduce that stress.
About a quarter of current teachers said they plan to leave teaching at the end of this school year, which would be three times the normal rate of attrition. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Stock futures, the one for the NASDAQ, is down again 1% now. The S&P future down 0.4%. GameStop frenzy again, with the stock doubling in price right at the end of trading yesterday. It's up another 50% to $140 in overnight trading now. So many rushed to Reddit to see what's up that it crashed Reddit for about an hour.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before.
More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Just over half of American adults have more money saved for an emergency than they do credit card debt. This is according to a poll by Bankrate, and that is actually an improvement. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Andrea Zavalos knows what it feels like to have practically no savings.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Until very recently, Zavalos had only saved up about a month's worth of rent for her Los Angeles apartment. She owed much more than that in credit card debt.
January 2019, I was at roughly $11,000 of debt.
That is when she got serious about trying to pay it off and started keeping track of her progress in a notebook.
Skipping forward to 2020, I was down to the last $2,000.
Then the pandemic arrived, and Zavalos had to decide whether to prioritize paying down her debt or building up some savings in case she got laid off.
I knew that while it would feel nice to have sort of a safety net of having that money in my bank account, it wouldn't actually be a safety net if I still owed money.
More than a quarter of Americans owe more on their credit cards than they have in savings, according to Bankrate's recent poll. That's down slightly from a year ago. And the number of people who've saved more than they owe is up about 5%. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says that's partly because there are fewer ways for people to spend money right now, but also
this experience basically over the past year has underscored how financially fragile many Americans either were or could become. And so this is sort of a living, breathing advertisement, if you will, as to why we do need to make emergency savings a priority.
Of course, not everyone can. But for many people who are lucky enough to have choices about what they do with their money, the upheaval and uncertainty of the last year have changed how they think about saving and spending.
We probably were a lot more cavalier with our credit card debt.
Nicole Friend lives in Wichita, Kansas, with her husband and two kids. She says they've always known intellectually that they should be saving in case anything unforeseen happened, but it never really felt that urgent.
I think since the pandemic really sort of shook us up in terms of stability, it made it a lot more salient, really, to actively make sure we had that cushion.
Especially because her job is funded by a grant, which could expire. So she's just much more aware now of how tenuous it could be. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Thanks for being with us. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.